Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Joining us on the Trocare College Live Line from O'Donnell and Associates, Jack O'Donnell, as we look back to a busy primary day. Jack, we'll start right in the city of Buffalo. Sean Ryan wins the mayoral primary. What do you see happening now in the rest of this race? We know Chris Scanlon can still run on an independent line. There is a Republican, James Gardner, who's also in the race. What do you think it looks like on the ballot in November?
Yeah, good morning. Well, you know, I think it was a resounding victory for Ryan last night. I mean, 10 points in a five-way Democratic primary is a lot, but I expect that Chris Scanlon, who we saw, was very emotional last night, and rightfully so. I think we'll take some time to look at the results and decide what he wants to do. I mean, we've already heard from the local Republicans slamming Ryan as too extreme. But I think, you know, he's someone who's been in government for a number of years. He's got an ability and had support from several business leaders in the city. I expect that he's going to consolidate support around him, right? The situation 4 years ago with India Walton, you know, we also saw a very different victory speech, right? She was challenging everyone as she won her primary, where we saw Sean Ryan reaching out and looking to build a coalition to go into November. So, you know, I think we'll have some talk over the next couple of weeks, but I think most folks are going to consolidate behind Senator Ryan.
It was the most expensive primary ever in the city of Buffalo, and yet only 26,000 votes were cast. Is that disappointing?
Well, I think it's disappointing. I think you want the folks who have a say in this to participate. You know, at the end of the day, a lot of people make the decision about whether they think their vote matters, whether they like any of the candidates, and whether they want to participate. So a little higher than 4 years ago, but I do think it's disappointing that we didn't have more Buffalo Democrats go to the polls yesterday.
Now, if I'm Chris Scanlon, I'm looking at that and saying, well, turnout was so low, yeah, why not continue to give it a go? And also, of course, looking at what happened 4 years ago, how does that kind of play in the psyche of this race and, you know, anybody who's running for office, especially for mayor of Buffalo, how Byron Brown lost the primary, then won a write-in campaign? Obviously, you know, incumbent for so long, it's a little bit different, but it has to kind of play in everybody's mind.
Well, absolutely. And I think that's driving a lot of the speculation, right? We heard at Chris Scanlon's event, his supporters saying loudly some of the same things. But I think the dynamics are a little different. I mean, certainly in terms of the number of people who didn't vote and clearly therefore remain persuadable, you know, that tracks very similarly, right? And so there is a universe of potential voters. But, you know, Byron Brown, again, came into this with a high level of incumbency and an ability to raise a lot of money from especially business interests, who I think were very concerned about who India Walton was and what she stood for. She had run a Democratic primary a lot more focused on being a mother and being a nurse than she had on being a Democratic socialist. And so, you know, I think that was a wake-up call for a lot of people. I don't know that you're going to have that same response today, since, again, Senator Ryan is someone who's been in public office for almost 20 years between the Assembly and the Senate, and you know, is a lot more mainstream and will have some of that business support. But look, I think there's certainly plenty of people out there who are going to encourage the acting mayor to run. I mean, a lot of people invested a lot in him, have a lot riding in him. A lot of people believed in him and continue to believe in him. So I think this will play out.
Right now, who is on the November ballot for Buffalo mayor?
Well, we know that Republican James Gardner is on the ballot. We know that Sean Ryan will be on the ballot as the Democratic nominee. We know that Chris Scanlon will be on as the nominee of the Good Neighbors Party, I believe it is called. Michael Gaynor has done has gotten an independent line. I believe he was certified. And then Garnell Whitfield actually has a hearing today. He circulated petitions for an independent line, but unclear whether he has enough valid signatures. So there'll be a hearing, a possible court case around that. Though I think his vote totals last night also raised questions about his ability to run through to November.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, focusing on a bigger picture in New York City, depending on when you ask, you can't call it a stunner this morning, right? Because they were neck and neck over the last few days in the polls, and it really seemed like it was going to be tight. But certainly, if you look back a couple months, a big stunner in their mayoral primary, Andrew Cuomo goes down. What does this mean for not just New York City, but the future of the Democratic Party in New York and maybe even across the country?
Well, I'm going to say it is a stunner, right? You have the former mayor, you know, the guy who had, he looks like he spent over $35 million on this, a guy with universal name recognition, racked up almost, you know, in most, if not all, the endorsements out of labor, and most elected officials were with him. For him to lose to a two-term assembly member in his 30s in this primary, and I suspect that once the ranked choice votes are counted, it's going to be an even bigger victory for Zoran Mamdani. It's a really big deal. Look, what does it mean for the party? You know, I think this is exactly the the split that we have seen play out over the last decade. It is not that different from AOC's victory over Congressman Joe Crowley, who was, you know, a speaker in waiting in Washington. But Mondami also still has to get through the general election. And so, you know, Andrew Cuomo has a ballot line in November. Eric Adams, the sitting mayor, who has faced some scandal, but is now clear of at least the indictment, is on the ballot in November. And there's also a Republican candidate, Curtis Sylwa. So how that actually plays out in the general will be more determinative on how what kind of role this plays in the future of the Democratic Party.
Do you see Cuomo continuing on to November as an independent?
Well, I think it's possible. I mean, last night we also heard a really brief speech from him, and he kind of slunk out of his party. You know, he later kind of tried to after conceding, tried to kind of hold open that possibility that he could still run. I mean, look, I think there are a lot of folks in the Democratic Party. I think there are a lot of folks in New York City leadership, especially the business community, the New York City partnership, who have really serious concerns about Mondami, who is run on a socialist platform of free buses, city-run grocery stores, you know, a lot of things that sound great, but that are going to be very expensive and hard to pull off. So the problem is Cuomo is so well known and brought, you know, plenty of his own baggage to the table here, whether that was his scandals, his sexual harassment scandals that drove him from office, or a lot of people were reminded he's the one who signed cashless bail in the first place and cut Medicaid and drove some of these problems that exist in New York City right now. So those conversations are going on, but definitely a real possibility.
What are people saying about his campaign, Cuomo's campaign, that is, this morning? And if he continues to run, how do you expect it to look different? Because it seemed like from the get-go, he kind of had, you know, he ran this Rose Garden campaign. It's a person we last heard of who resigned in disgrace. And yet he kind of pops onto the scene and he seemed to have this attitude of, well, I'm going to waltz in here.
Well, that's sort of been the Cuomo way, right? I mean, it was definitely a Rose Garden kind of incumbent campaign. He got in late. He went to great lengths to not be available to the media, to not answer questions, and just roll out endorsements. It was sort of the kind of campaign that works when you are governor, and including one that didn't work here. So he also, I mean, he wildly outspent everyone else in the field. He spent over $35 million. Looks like Mondami spent about $9 million. And there were other missteps, too. It turned out some of his campaign policies had apparently been written by ChatGPT, and there were errors in them. They put out press releases of people endorsing them, got their names wrong, put people on it who hadn't endorsed him. So if he's going to go forward, he's got to really change what he does. And I think, you know, the problem is for those business interests who will want to stop or find someone to stop Mondami, they'll have a lot of questions about it, whether Andrew Cuomo can be that person.
Hey, Jack, we always appreciate your insight. Thank you. Jack O'Donnell of O'Donnell and Associates.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.